over Dimensoptichet, which deals with the mitzvah Tiratayna, and also we'll go over Simen Tov Sadigimel, which deals with the Minhagim of the Aveiros of Tzirah. Now we'll start Simen Tov Pites. Say that Filas Leil Sheini Shel Pesach Us Tzirah Zoyda. Bileil Sheini Achat Filas Avis Maschilim Mispeir Hoimer. So, the second night of Pesach, so we have to begin counting the Omer. Now, that's the mitzvah deraisa. But most Rishonim say that the mitzvah deraisa only applies bisman b'samigdosh, when there was an Omer. But today there is no b'samigdosh, there is no Omer. So there is no mitzvah deraisa of counting the Omer, but only zeichal migdosh. But the Rambam paskens, actually it's machlekes in the Gemara. But the Rambam paskens that even today it's a mitzvah midraise to count the Eina. But most Rishenim pasken that it's only in the Rabbonon bizmanaze. Then, in regard to Noshim, so again, all the Rishenim except the Ramban in Dushim say that Noshim are pturis from Sfiras Eina because of the general principle. And it's contingent upon a certain Zman. It's only Neig being Pesach and Shavuos. So it's Mitzvah Zman Gomes and Noshim Apturas, but Noshim are Neig is to do it in the same way as they are accustomed to observe the Mitzvah of Shmi HaShefer, I mean even though they are Apturas. However, the Ramban in Gdushin, he says that Noshim are Mechuyobes in Sfiras HaEmer just like men. He says it's not in Mitzvah Shazman Gomi. He doesn't explain why it's not in Mitzvah Shazman Gomi. But the pshat is, it sounds a little thin, I mean, because Mitzvah Shazman Gomi is only Shayach when the mitzvah is contingent upon a certain Zman. Let's say Tfilin, Tzitzes, it's contingent on the day and not on the night. I mean, and all the mitzvahs, I mean, that essentially depend upon a certain Zman. But Sfiras HaEmer, it only accidentally depends upon a certain Zman. But essentially, in its essence, it doesn't depend upon a certain Zman. It depends upon the Avos HaEmer. Whenever we bring the Emer, we have to start counting the Emer. It happens that the Eimer is brought unto Zion b'nis. But it wouldn't make any difference if the Eimer would al-Pedin be brought any other day. So then there would be a mitzvah. It would be coupled with the mitzvah of counting the Eimer. So in Mele, it's only accidentally contingent upon Zion b'nis. But essentially, it's not contingent upon a certain Zman. It's contingent upon the Avos HaEmer. So it's not in Mitzvah Shazman Gomi. So Mele Noshim Al-Mechuyoveis in Sfiras HaEmer just like men. But all the other Rishenim are Chilek and Rambam. Bileil Sheini Achat Filas Avis Maschilin Lispeir HaEmer V'im Shochach Lispeir B'tchilas HaLailo Helich v'seifei kol alayla. Because as long as he counts at the same day, even though not in the night, but in the daytime, so it is certainly tnimis. So it is tnimis. U'mitzveh al kol echod v'echod, al kol echod v'seifei li'atzmei. In other words, there is no aloche of shemeya ke'ene in regard to Sfiras HaEmer, but everyone has to count by himself. I mean, that's there are some who say that the halacha of Shemeya Ke'ene does apply to Sfiras HaEmer, because the Gemara says it was Statum Lochem. So that means that everyone has to count. So there is a machlekes. What's the pshat? Sheikol echod echod meine. So some say that the pshat in kol echod echod meine, we don't say as we say in regard to the sphere, to Yevil. Yevil is in mitzvah and bezdin, and in the shonim of Yevil, and bezdin agodol, not upon every individual Jew. And here by Sfiras HaEmer, it's incumbent upon every individual Jew. But if somebody counts and the other one has kavonah to be Eitze, so the halacha of Shemeya Keineh applies. And some poskim say no, that the droshe of Spartum Lachem, Sheikol Echod Echod Nei Latzmi implies that the halacha of Shemeya Keineh does not apply to Sfiras HaEmer. It's a special halacha. Shemeya Keineh applies to all mitzvahs, to Kiddush Av Torah, to Birkas HaMazon, to all mitzvahs, but it doesn't apply to Sfiras HaEmer, according to many poskim. So of course we have to be machmir, in other words, that everybody should count for himself. Mitzvah kol echad ve'echad lispeh la'atzmei, v'tzorech lispeh meyumet. Now this, why is this? Because the Rosh mentions the name of Satan Rashenim, Chermesh Bakomo, Al Tikra Bakomo El Bikemo. In other words, it has to be Numed. But this is strange because the Gemara doesn't mention that Roshe, but the Rosh in Psochim mentions that in the name of certain Rishim. Vitzorich Lister Numed Ulivorich Trilo. But first he has to say Ibrach. Visefer Hayomim Vashvues. In other words, there's the Gemara. There's the Gemara. In Menoches, in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah l'meine yeme, and mitzvah l'meine shavue. So we have to count days, and we have to count weeks. So let's say, when we count at 7 days, so we say, hayem shiva yomim, that's yeme, sheheim shavua echot v'yemea, that's shavue. Now, as a matter of fact, the tool in Siman Tov the test mentions many Shittas Rishenim. But there are some Rishenim who say that the mitzvah of Remein Neshvuyeh only applies when we count whole weeks, complete weeks. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. But when we count a week and a day, let's say 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, 11 days, as we counted last night, so there is no mitzvah of Remein Neshvuyeh. Only when we count whole weeks, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. However, other Rishonim say that not only do we have to count weeks when we count whole weeks, but a week and a day, a week and 2 days, 2 weeks and a day, and so on, we also have to mention the Shavua. And our practice is, like the Rishonim, that we count weeks all the time. Once we have reached the seventh day of Sfirah, we emphasize the number of weeks also, even though it's not full weeks. It's Shmeini Yomim Sheim Shavua Echod V'Yem Echod Beina. So the Sefer Hayomim V'Ashvus Kitsa V'Yem Rishonim Rayim V'Yem Echod Beina. Then again, there is a machlekes. There are more paskins that we have to say boimer. The Ari says that we have to say loimer. Achem agia lizayim yomim. V'oz yemer hayim shiva yomim sheim shavu echod beimer. Uv'yimches, so he paskins that even when we don't count whole weeks, when we count just a week and a day, we also have to mention the weeks. Uv'yimches yemer Hayim Shmeya Yomim, Shem Sovo Echod, V'yem Echod Beimer. V'chein, Atchi Yagia La'Boso, Yema Hayim Arboso Yomim, Sheheim Shnei, Sheheim Shnei, Shavuiz, Boimer. V'alder Arze, Meine V'Hilich Admem Tessie. Now, everybody knows the Aloche, that if somebody, let's say, forgets one night to count Sfirah, if he reminds himself in the morning, in the daytime, so he counts that day without the bracha, and then the following days he counts with the bracha. However, he forgets to count a certain day completely in the night and in the daylight part of the day, and then, so the following night, he counts without the bracha. Why? Because of the shita of the Bahag, that it has to be tmimes. It has to be tmimes. So, in other words, he has to fulfill the mitzvah completely, in other words, continually. Yeah, from the first to the second and till the 49th. But if he forgets to count, let's say, the second night, so melee, it's not mimes, it's not complete, so then he's not mekayim the mitzvah, so melee, he cannot say bracha, because the sofik bracha is local. Now, and that's, of course, how practice, the universal practice, that if somebody forgot to count sphere one day, so the following days he cannot count with the bracha, but without the bracha. But the Beis Halevi paskens, and it's well known, the psak of the Beis Halevi, on the basis of the Gemara, mitzvah l'meine yeme, mitzvah l'meine shabue, that if somebody, let's say, forgot the second night to count, and didn't even remind himself in the daytime, so then, when the seventh day comes, he can make a bracha. Because even according to Bahak Shite, that it has to be tmimeis, but since the Gemara says mitzvah meine yeme, mitzvah meine shavue, so he will have a kiyum of tmimeis vis-a-vis the shavue. Now, and that psak was accepted by Rav Chaim also, but there was a machlekes between the Beis Halevi and Rav Chaim as to the application of that psak. The Beis Halevi, but that story in that machlekes Rishonim that I just mentioned, whether the mitzvah of the meine shavue applies only to whole weeks like 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, or it applies to all the days after the seventh sphere. In other words, a week and a day, a week and 2 days, and so on. So there's a machlek l'shenim. The Beis Halevi used to paskin that if somebody forgot, let's say, the second sphere, the third sphere, the fourth sphere, so the seventh sphere he can count with the bracha, the 14th sphere he can count with the bracha, the 21st sphere he can count with the bracha, the 28th sphere he can count with the bracha, the 35th sphere he can count with the bracha, the 42nd with the bracha, and the 49th with the bracha. But the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, without the bracha. Reb Chaim paskened as follows, that if, now, and the Beis Halevi used to paskened, suppose he forgot to count the 8th sphere. So the 14th sphere, he could count with the bracha. That's how the Beis Halevi used to pass. Reb Chaim paskened differently. He paskened if he forgot, let's say, before the seventh night. So then, starting with the seventh, he could count with the bracha every day. The seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, every day. But if he forgot to count, let's say, after the seventh, let's say, even if he forgot to count the 8th sphere, so then he cannot count with the bracha even the 14th, and the 21st, and the 28th, the 35th, the 42nd, the 49th. Why? It's totally the machlekes Rishonim, whether the mitzvah of l'meine neshvue applies only to whole weeks. So apparently the Beis Halevi assumed like these Rishonim. Some melee he paskened that if he forgot the second night, so the 7th and the 14th and so on, when you count all weeks, you can count the bracha. And even if you forgot the 8th sphere, so the 14th and the 21st and 28th and so on, you can count the bracha. Mashenkein, Reb Chaim, he assumed like the Rishonim that the mitzvah of Meine Shvue applies not only to all weeks, but even to a week and a day, and Boraye, that's our practice. So that's the way we are machria, we paskin. So mele if he, so he paskin if he forgot before the seventh day. So starting the seventh day, he can count the bracha. If he forgot ever after the seventh day, so even the 14th, and the 21st, and 28th, and so on, when you count all weeks, he cannot count with the bracha either. in so bim amunon u boch aus tira seimer chizrim lisper tishe tachsha ve amdag dikim in im sefri a tisa kichovim vichin rou vichin rou laasis. In other words, if that's that he tastes in noches that samach vov. So Teisve says that in view of the fact that we pasken, that's Teisve Shite, that that Bismana says Sphira is only in the Rabbanon, so Mimele you can count Binashmoshes also. Before Tzisakachovit, after Shkir, Mashenkein, according to the Rambam, that Sphira Bismana says is the Raise, we cannot count Binashmoshes. So Mimele, since most Rishenim hold that Aloche is like the Mandoma, the Tzfira B'smanazeh is the Rabbanon, so Mimele, you can count Tzfira even B'nashmoshes, after Shkir, before Tzisakachov. But the Machmirin will not count until Tzisakachovim, because they will be Cheshesh for the Shittisaram. So in other words, to count Tzfira a little early is not such a terrible thing, you know, that there are many Jews who in respect to Shabbos they don't wait 72 minutes, but in respect to Sphira they are midagdik to wait 72 minutes. Well, that kind of a mineg is grounded in ignorance, in amaratias, I mean, because Shabbos is chmuro shebichmures, so it's more proper to be chishish for shittes rametam and shittes old rishenim. Then in respect to Sphira, when the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that Nishkali Dine, we can even count Binashmoshes. So I mean, to be Machmi, 72 minutes, that's a big, big chumre. And it doesn't even make sense when somebody who is, doesn't observe Dalet Milin in respect to Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to wait 70 minutes. So it's plain amaratias, I mean. But unfortunately, there are many Jews who, in respect to Shabbos, so they will do meloche a half an hour or 40 minutes after Shkiyeh Mitzvah Shabbos, and Sphira they will not chas v'sholem count until 72 minutes are over. המסתלר עם הציבור מבית יעין מיני מוהם בלוי ברוכה. So the Taz and the Goyen, and you know, probability of Avrom, apply the Mechaber to the case where he davens Ma'ariv bin Ashmoshes after Shkiyeh and before Tzisakachov. So in the previous sif, the psak was that we rely on most Rishenim who say that Sphira Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, and if it's the Rabbanon, so it can be Meikil, and we can count Sphira bin Ashmoshes. But according to the Rambam Shite, that Sphira Bizman Hazeh is the Raise, then we cannot be made. Now, he davens in the Tzibur, so he wants to count Sphira in the Tzibur, because he anticipates the possibility when he comes home, he'll forget to count again. But he wants to make sure, in case he doesn't forget, he should be able to count again, but he doesn't want to take any chances. Suppose he does forget, so he might as well join the Tzibur in counting Sphira. So then it's proper to count Sphira with the Tzibur, without the Bracha. But he has Kavone in his mind, he has the intention that he is counting Sphira, but in case he doesn't forget and he reminds himself, so then he should count with the Bracha when he comes home, and he should not be Eitzeh with the counting now. Now, in Simen Samach, there is a machlekes in Gemara, where the mitzvah is Richas Kavone or mitzvah is Eitzchus Kavone. And in Simen Samach, the Shulchan Aruch mentions two days, whether der Aloche ist nicht das Schriches Kavone, oder der Aloche ist nicht das Sengsches Kavone. But Rabbi Yehine says, that even according to Mandoma, who says in the Gemara that nicht das Sengsches Kavone, that only is reference to the case where he had no Kavone to be Eitzi. But if he is Mishavim, Beferesh, not to be Eitzi, then he is certainly not Eitzi. So in this case, he counts fear of the Tzibur without the Bruch. And he makes it now. He is Mishavi. In case I remember when I come home and I count again with the Broche, I don't want to be Eitze with this counting. In case I forget, then I want to be Eitze. So then he is on safe grounds, because even at worst, he might forget, so is Eitze. If he doesn't forget, so then he had Kavone not to be Eitze. Then he can count at home with the Broche. There's it. המספר מהציבון ביי, מיני אימויים בלוי ברוכה, ומגיסקה בלילו, דיבורך ויספה. ואפילו און אומן על ברכס הכל. So, אם הוא ידעתי שלוי לא צייס, יעזר ויבורך ויספה בלילו. We don't say, in as much as he answered Tommy, after the ברוכה, so he was יצא ממון אפשר, in spite of the fact that he had כבונה, in case he reminds himself, to count again at home, he shouldn't be. So no, we don't say that. He answered the omen, all right, so it's like an omen after somebody's bracha. But that doesn't mean that he was yetze with that sphere. And if he reminds himself at home to count again, so it's retroactively determined that he was not yetze with the previous counting. Mi sheshe'e leise chavere bin ashmoshes, kamo yimei asphira baza alaylo, yeimale esme hoyokach vikach, שאם ימלא היי, כך וכך, אין יוכל ארזר ולימניס בברוך. אבל כדי בין השמוסס, כיוון שאין זמן ספירה, אין בכך לו. For example, now, last night was 12 ספירה. Tonight, it is 13. Suppose tonight, after שתיה, somebody will ask you, what is the ספירה tonight? Don't tell him tonight is the 13th ספירה. Because since it's already after Shkriya, so by saying tonight is the 13th Sphira, you, according to the Shita that Mr. Saint Tzricheres Kavone, so you already ate the mitzvah. But your friend doesn't know, so you tell your friend, yesterday was 12. So maybe your friend will understand, tonight is 13th. Tonight is the 13th Sphira. Now the Mogen Avraham says, and that's very mistaka, he says, that's only if he says tonight is the 13th, so then there is a problem. Because if he say Mrs. Saint Tzricheres Kavone, so he's already 18. But if somebody asks you, after Shkia, what sphere is tonight? And you say, the 13th. You don't say tonight is the 13th. So that's not a proper way of counting. So then it does not create a problem. However, the Lior Rabbi is chilik on the Mogen Avraham, and he says, inasmuch as that's the derech loshim le'odom to talk, you know, sometimes people, you know, answer in a brief way, they don't spell out the sentence completely. So it's also considered as a minyan, as a counting. And if somebody asks you, what sphere is tonight? And you say, you don't say tonight is the 13th, you say, the 13th. So it's like, it is as if you said tonight is the 13th. So because of that we are machmir, and whenever somebody asks you, what is the sphere, so then you say, tonight, not, you don't say tonight, you don't answer, you say, yesterday was the 12th. And because of that, the night of Lag Beimea, so one should be careful not to say Lag Beimea, even though he doesn't say, Shloisho Shloishim Yoim, he says Lag Beimea, but that's also in the Loshon Neodom, you know, to say the abbreviation. So the night of Lag Beimea, until he counted Tzvire, he should not say Lag Beimea, but he should say the day after Lag Beimea. So, I mean, not to say Lag Beimea. All right. Mi sheshele say Chaveir bin Ashmoshes, kamo nimei Asfire, bazei alaylo, yimelei esmei lo kach vikach, shim yimelei היים כך וכך אין יוכל ארץ ובבלים נזדי ברוכן, אבל כדי בן השמוס הסכים שאין זמן ספירה, אין בכך כלום. וכשהגיע הזמן, אסורים לאחר Atcha is there, like all mitzvahs. So suppose it's already Shkia, he shouldn't start eating, because maybe he'll be detained in the Sude, and then he'll forget to count Svire. Vafilu hischi lechel. And even if he started to eat, he started to eat already after Shkia, or some poskim say, within half an hour of Shkia, so then it's basically safer, so he has to interrupt the meal and count Sphere. But suppose he started the meal, he washed more than half an hour prior to Shkia, so then it wasn't even Samuch Lei Mitzvah, say. Half an hour is called Samuch. So, in Zohar Rapsik. So then, he doesn't have to be Mafsik. Now, why just as Ligabi Minche? So in other words, if he starts the meal before the Zman Minche, and then it's Zman Minche, so he doesn't have to interrupt the meal. He doesn't have to interrupt the meal, even if it's a Sudek Dele. Why? Because Minche is the Rabbon. Now, so this is also mentioned, according to the Shita of most Rishonim, that Sfira Bizman is the Rabbon. So maybe by the Rabbonon, if he already started, he doesn't have to interrupt. Pesach Sefer. Mio Yisrael Echel Kedem Shegi Azman in Tzor Hafzik. Elogeni Rachelosei V'Sefer Hakem. Divrei Atznei, and Ramo himself pointed out, Liman Doma Sfira Bizman Azeh. So, liman il mandom asfire bismanaze. So the rice. So the Ramo points out even that this is so. Even if he started the Sude before Shkia, so then he doesn't have to interrupt the Sude to count Sfire, even according to Mandom that Sfire Bismanazeh the Raise. But according to Rishonim that Sfire Bismanazeh is the Rabbon, then he doesn't have to interrupt even if he started the Sude after Shkia. Because before he says, if he started after Shkia within half an hour of Shkia, so that's only in Mandoma Sfira Bismanazeh de Raise. But according to Mandoma, the Sfira Bismanazeh de Rabbonon, so then even if he started after Shkia, so he doesn't have to interrupt. But if he started long before Shkia, more than half an hour before Shkia, then he doesn't have to interrupt according to everybody, even according to Mandoma, that Sfir B'Zmanazeh is the Raisi. Sifei, imen yideya ha-cheshben, uposach ha-daite de lisayim, moshe yishma mechaveirei, vishosak ha-cheshoma mechaveirei, visiyeim, kimeyo is yotso. If somebody doesn't know the cheshben, he doesn't know what Sfir it is, but he hears somebody else is going to count Sfira, so he says, I'll count and I'll do what the other fellow does. So one could argue that in order to count, so you have to know when you start the Sfira and you start the Broche, so you have to know already the Sfira, what it is. But if at the time you start the Broche and you don't know what its Sfira is, but you'll find it out a minute later, when you hear the other fellow counting, so then it's not good. So Hamash, oh no, it doesn't make any difference. Even though at the time of the Broche, he didn't know what sphere it is, but he had Kavonet to say whatever it is. If it's the 13th, it's the 13th. If it's the 14th, it's the 14th. So even though at the time when he said again, he didn't know it's the 13th. And then he heard the other fellow saying Shlishos again, and he appeared, so is it. Now, here, Sivov, there is a very complicated, it's a complicated Siv. In Posach v'Omar Baruch Ato Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Adaita Deleime Hayim Dalet Shehu Sovo Shehu Dalet V'Niskar V'Siem B'Hei V'Eim Hei. So that's the first case. So the first case is if somebody starts saying the Baruch Ad Hashem Baruch Ato Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and when he started the Baruch Hei, he thought that it's the fourth sphere. And then by the time he concluded the Bach, Vitzibona Sphere Zaimea, he reminded himself it's the fifth sphere, not the fourth. And he said, Hayim Hamisha Yomim Boimea. So he's eight. He's eight. Now, this is mentioned by the Torah in the name of the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri says it. Rabbi Ezri says he bases it upon the Gemara in Broches Daf Yudalef. The Gemara in Broches Daf Yudalef has an Abai Posach. So Posach Bechamre. In other words, he was holding a cup of beer. The Broche on beer is Shehakol Nevivoy, but he thought that he was holding the cup of wine. The broche on wine, the broche on wine is very priyagef. So when he said, Boruch ato ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, while thinking that he was holding the cup of wine, he had in mind to conclude Beir priyagefem, because he thought he was holding a cup of wine. But then, before he finished the broche, he reminded himself, I'm not holding a cup of wine, I'm holding a cup of beer. So he concluded it properly. So did more. So at the time of the psiche, he had the wrong intention. But at the time of the chsime, he had the proper intention and the proper chsime. He did finish it. So do we say that the psiche is the ikea? And since at the time of the psiche, he intended to say another broche, Beir Pri Agofe, instead of Shehakol Nevivoy. So that means he did not intend to say the proper broche. So it's no good. Or the chsime is dika. So, and you could raise the same shaile, conversely. Suppose at the time of the psiche, so he knew that he was holding a cup of wine, and then at the time when he's saying the chsime, so he made a mistake absentmindedly, and he thought, at the time of psiche he knew he was holding a cup of beer, but so he had kavone to conclude shehakol nevivoy. But then when he concluded, started to say the chsime, so for a moment he thought, oh, he was holding a cup of wine, and he intended to conclude Beir Pri Agefen. And he did conclude Beir Pri Agefen. But then Tochkid Dibo reminded himself, and he was chaseir, and he said it correctly, so it's the same shaila. So whether the chsime is the ikar, so he didn't have the proper kavone, even though he rectified himself, he corrected himself, Tochkid Dibo. So it's the same child. And it's a Bible if she did. So since it's a Bible if she did, so he passed Rishonim passed there that is Yetzi, because Broches is the Rabbanon. The Avi Ezri says, in the same case, in Posach Roma, Boruch Ato Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Adai Deleim Hayim Dalet, Shehu Shovash Dalet, V'Niska V'Siem B'Hei, since it's a Bible if she did, and since the Avi Ezri agrees with the Rambam that Tzvira Bizmanazeh is the Raise, so Mamele have to be Machmir, he's not Yeisei. And he has to count again. So then the Bish Yosef says, so the Avi Ezri only says it because he happens to agree with the Rambam that Tzvira Bizmanazeh is the Raise. Mashein Kein, Rov Rishenim says Tzvira Bizmanazeh the Rabbanon, so it is just like Birkes Anenim that we pass Kuli Kula, it's a Bible, if you did. So this is what the Bish Yosef says. So that's why the Mechaba Paskins in Posach V'Oma Boruch HaTorah Dishem Elekin Melachil HaMadayit Edeleime Hayim Dalet Shul Sova Shul Dalet V'Niska V'Sim V'Heim Heiz Yotza Ein Chizar Mevorech. Because Davi Ezra says Lo Yotza, because Davi Ezra holds the Sphira B'Zman Hazeh is the Raise. But we Paskin like most Rishenes Sirbilans Eder Abonon, so it's a by leaf, so he passed on the court. That's the first case. But then the second case is even more complicated. Oyifre, Shehim Dalet, suppose the sphere actually is the fourth sphere. Uposa Hadait Lemi Dalet. So when he started to say the Boche Baruch HaTorah Dishem Alekinu Melech Olam Shon Zizo Vitzivonu, so he had Kavone to say Hayeim Abo Yomim Boimer. And that would be, have been correct. Vitor v'siem behei, but then, towards the end, he made a mistake, and he thought that it's hamish yom ve'imer, and he concluded the broche while thinking it's hamish yom ve'imer, and Pashas Aloshen of Mechava tends to indicate, and he counted the fifth sphere, in a chizom vorech. So the Taz, everybody, everybody raises the question, in this case, why is Eina Chizor Mevorech? In other words, when he started to say Baruch HaTorah Adishem Alekin Melech Olam, Asher B'Shon Tzeisov V'Tzivono, so he had in mind to say Hayim Abo Yom Beina. But then he made a mistake, and at the time of the Chsine, Al Sfira Seimer, he thought, that is the fifth sphere, and he counted Hayim Chamish Yom Beimah, so he counted the wrong sphere, so why is in a Chizor Mevorech? So let's say, if somebody tonight, instead of saying Hayim Shlesh Osayim, so he'll say Hayim Abosayim, so it's no counting, so he has to count over again and make a new Baruch, so why is in a Chizor Mevorech? So because of that, the Taz applies the Mechaba not to the case where at first, when he started the Baruch Baruch HaTorah Adishem Elekinu Melech Olam, he knew that it was the fourth sphere, and he intended to count the fourth sphere. And then, at the end, he made a mistake. He thought it's the fifth sphere, and he counted the fifth sphere. Then he's not eating. But the Mechaba has referenced the case where at the beginning of the Baruch he knew that it was the fourth sphere, and he was mechaven to say Ayim Arba Yomim. Then, at the conclusion of the Baruch, he made a mistake and he thought it's the fifth sphere. So at the time of the Chsimus HaBaruch, when he said Al Sfira Seimer, he intended to say Ayim Chamish Yom Beimer. But the moment he finished Al Sfira Seimer, he realized, oh, it's not Chamish Yomim, it's four Yomim. Or even if he said Chamish Yomim, and Toch Kedidibo, he corrected himself. So he did count the true sphere. But at the time of the conclusion of the Baruch, when he said Al Sfira Seimer, he intended to say Arba Yom Beimer. But actually he said Chamish Yom Beimer, either by saying it at the very outset Hayim Chamish Yom Beimer, or by correcting himself Toch Kedidibo of Hayim Arba Yom Beimer, by saying Toch Kedidibo Chamish Yom Beimer. So he did count the right sphere. In that case, so is Yotza. This is what the Mechaba has reference to. But if he counted wrong sphere, so of course it goes without saying that he's not Yeitze and he has to be Mevorech again. That's what the Taz says, and of course we have to explain the Mechaba that way. Shochach v'loi birach kol alaylo yispe b'yei v'loi broch, because it will still be tmimeis as long as he counts in the same day. אם שוכח לבורר באחד מהיומי, בין אם רישן בין מישור יומי, so then there is a מחלקס רישני. In other words, because according to בהלוכס דיילס, he's not Yitzhi Mitzvah, it's not Mimah, it's according to Rabbi Gohen, it's a מחלקס again actually. So he is Yitzhi, but סופי ברוכס לכל הוקל, so if he forgot to count one day completely, not even in the daytime. In Shachar Lubavach Nayom, Beim Rishon, Beim Shoyoyim, Sefer, Bishoyomim, Beloi Brochet. Avali Mesupek, Indirek, Imechot, Beloi Sipeh, Yisper b'shor yom yivach. In other words, if somebody, let's say, yesterday it was 12 days, so if somebody forgot last night to count, and today during the daytime he also forgets to count, and he reminds himself tonight, so then he has to continue counting without the brach. But suppose he has a suffix, whether he counted or he didn't count, then he can count with the brach at that night. Why? Because then we have the svek-sveike. We have two separate possibilities that he has to count with the brach. Number one, maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Goyen, not like the Bahag, that we don't require tnevis. Assuming that Allah is like the Bahag, maybe he did count. Maybe he did count. And this misafich also, it's reversible. You can start from either end. So since it is vexleike, so it's considered like a vadai, that he has count with the broche, and he counts with the broche. Will Shabbos will yomte, miborchim v'sefrim, acha kiddush v'sa knesses. So in other words, Lil Shabbos and Lil Yom Tev, so when you count Sfireh, first you make Kiddush. And then you count Sfireh. Why do you do the mitzvah of Kiddush first? Because when you make Kiddush, you are Mikabel Shabbos. Even if it's not Shabbos yet, but by making Kiddush, so you're in effect Mikabel Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to be meisif nechir lakiddush. So mele that is, has a priority. But mitzvah Shabbos, the Yom Tev, so when you have to make Abdoleh, so then you have to count Sfireh. So you have to count Sfireh Kelem Abdoleh. Why? Because afuke yeme ma'achinem, there is aloche, that if a person has to do two mitzvahs, and the question is, which should he do first? One of the mitzvahs is Abdoleh, and the other mitzvah is Birch Samozin. I mean, you learn that in Psochim, in Arbe Psochim. So the halacha is, afuki yeme ma'achino. So we should postpone the Abdoleh to the end. Why? Because until you make Abdoleh, so the Gzushas HaShabbos is Nimshach. If you don't do Melocha, of course. In other words, if a person, let's say, participates in the Suda Shlishis till 10 o'clock at night, or till midnight, or till 1 o'clock in the morning, or till 2 o'clock in the morning, and he doesn't do any Melocha, even though it's long, long after Sisak Chavim, so the Gzushas HaShabbos is Nimshach. I mean, I mentioned till 12 o'clock, it's not so poshet, I mean. Some Rishonim say, I mean, that after Dalet Milin, so it cannot be Nimshach. But even after Tzeisak Yehovim, so it can be Nimshach. And the more you are Mikabel, and you are Mamshach B'Shach Shabbos, the more mitzvah you have. So if you have to do two mitzvahs, Havdol and Birch Samozin, so first you do the kind of mitzvah of Birch Samozin, and then you do the mitzvah of Abdoleh, so you have more time of Shabbos. So afuki yeime ma'achinam. So memele here too, there's two mitzvahs. One is Sfireh and one is Abdoleh. Which one is first? So Sfireh is first. So that will postpone the Abdoleh a few minutes later, after he counted Sfireh. So memele, it's afuki, so he has a longer Shabbos. So afuki yeime machim. Umtzishav yonke adroach achakadish tiskabe. Uchshechal yontev. Kein abdola achakadish tiskabe. Uchshechal yontev achen shal pesach misoi shabes. Suppose achen shal pesach is misoi shabes. So then he says, kiddush and abdole. So what should he do? So vis-a-vis abdole. So abdole has to follow the Sfireh, vis-a-vis Kiddush, so the Sfireh has to follow the Kiddush. But suppose the Achen Shel Pesach is Misoi Shabbos, so it's Yakne Az, so he says Kiddush and Abdoleh. Shabbos should be nimshach, so we should try to do the priorities, the mitzvahs, in the priorities, so that the Kedushas Yom Tefrishin, which is the Raiseh, should be nimshach a few more minutes. If you make Kiddush, so you already declare it's Yom Tefsheni. So you put an end to the Hamshoche, to the automatic Hamshoche of Yom Tefrishin. So Meir Tas Paskins, that even if Achen Shel Pesach is not Nitzoi Shabbos, like this year, Wednesday night, so first we should count Sfira, and then make Kiddush, because if we make Kiddush first, so that means, so you already put an end to the Amshoche of Yom Tov Rishon, and you already start Yom Tov Sheni, because you declare it as Yom Tov Sheni. But we don't pasken like the Taz, and we pasken like the Mechaber and the Ramon. V'milyayim z'olkarish yaknaz, ayin li'il simen reis adikvof. Also le'achil chodosh, אב בזמן הזה, בין לחם, בין קולי, בין קרמל. התחילס ליל יתחס בניסן. Because of סייקד יימא. ובעד שישראל, there is no סייקד יימא, התחילס ליל יתזיין בניסן. All right, now. So tomorrow, בעזרת השם, so we'll start סימן תוף צד גימו, which discusses the מנהוגים רבילס in the ימי עשיר. Go over Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel. Dilim Aniyagim B'Meyoyimah. That is, deals with Minogim. Neyagim Shalaliso Isho Ben Pesach La'atzeres Ad Lamed Gimel B'Loyimah. Mipnei She'is Izman Meisu Talmidi Rabba Akive. Now that's the true mention that and is based upon the Gemara in Yevomes Daf Samach Veis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva had thousands of Talmidim, and unfortunately they perished in Pesach Le'atzeres, and so because of that we are made aveilus on the tragedy that overtook the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Neyagim, so the Mechaber mentions two minogim. One is not to get married in Sfira as aveilus for the tragedy that overtook the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and the other one to refrain from tisperas. So Neyagim shel liyiso yisho bein Pesach la'atzeres עד למד גימו לאימר, מפני שראיסי זמן מייסו תלמידי רבי עקיבא. אבו לארס וליקדי איש אפדון. Of course today is not שייך, because today the ארס and נישואין are combined, but בזמן הראשונים, so it wasn't combined, so there was a substantial interval intervening between the ארס and the נישואין. So ארס is muta. Why is it muta? Actually, it should also be also machmas aveilus, because of shemo yikadmenu acher. So shabodame unisui name mishekofat vikonas eine inchinese. Miu milamit gimu be'eimea ve'eileich hakel shoy. Hakel shoy. So the shite and the minek of the svadim is that aveilus has to be observed until Lag Beimer ad v'ad bichlal, until Lag Beimer inclusive. That means on Lag Beimer too, according to the Sephardic minhag, we shouldn't have weddings. Then the Mechaber spells it out. Neyagim shalili stapir ad lamed gimu leimer sheimrim sheos poskum lomus. Shos poskolomis. In other words, that they stopped dying because the Medrash says that they died in this between Pesach. The Gemara in Yevomeh says they died in Pesach Atzeres. The Medrash mentions Meisu mi Pesach at Preis Atzeres. Preis means half. Kazai is the Achilas Pras. So what does Pras mean? Hotikikya. So praise means to split. So they died between Pesach and Preisa Tzeres. What does it mean? Shleishim Yeim is the whole thing, is Kedemah Tzeres, half of it. So they stopped dying 15 days before Atzeres, before Shavuos. Now you have 49 days between Pesach and Atzeres, so if you subtract 15 days, you get 34. So they, according to this Cheshbon, you're only allowed to get married on Lag Baomer, not Lag Baomer, but Lag Baomer. So Neyadusha will stop here at Lag Baomer. In other words, because of the Medrash Meisu Mipesach at Preis or Atzeres, so it means that they stopped dying on Lag Baomer. So then, and that's the Sfardig Minik. Vainly stop here at Yom Lamed Daled Bibeicha. According to Mechaper, when can you take a haircut? Lag Baomer, not Lag Baomer. And it is, I think Ramesh Feinstein in the Chuvas, in the Sefer, discussed it. There is a very curious phenomenon. Now, the Ashkenazim, so they are Mistapir and Lag Baomer. So they assume that they stop dying on Lag Baomer, not on Lag Baomer, or because it's Lamed Gimel days on which the Talmidim perished, and on days on which no Tachnun was recited, so they didn't perish, whatever the reason is. But according to Ashkenazim, so you are allowed to take a haircut and get married on Lag Baomer. According to the Sfardim, not. So one would expect by the Ashkenazim, Lag Baomer should be a more important yontel than by the Sfardim. But the fact is that dafke by the Sfardim, who do not take a haircut and get married until Lag Baomer, so Lag Baomer itself is celebrated much more. And the Sfardim, I mean, so I understand maybe there are certain Sfardim who have a different minhag, but many Sfardim, they don't say Tachnun on Lag Baomer. The question is, why? I mean, after all, as far as Avilus is concerned, so from the Sephardic perspective, Lag Baomer shouldn't be different than any other day. Why did they celebrate? Apparently, they had a Kabbalah. Jews had a Kabbalah. I mean, the whole Indian of Lag Baomer is couched in a mystery. We really don't know, I mean, what happened on Lag Baomer. But apparently, Lag Baomer itself, apart from the fact that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, you know, perished in Sfira, and then they stopped dying. So whether they stopped dying on Lag Baomer or Lag Baomer, but Lag Baomer itself has certain significance as a special day. Now the Chasam Seifa says that according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it follows that the demand dropped for the Israelites in the Midbar started to come down from heaven for the Israelites in Midbar and Yitches Be'er. That's how it follows from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So Mele Yitches Be'er, that's Lag Baomer Yitches Be'er. So in other words, Lag Baomer has whether you have to observe Avilus and Lag Baomer or not, but it's a special day. And even from the Sephardic perspective, that Lag Baomer, you have to observe Avilus, and when can you take a haircut and get married only on Lag Baomer, but still, Lag Baomer, in a certain sense, is a festive day. The Sephardim celebrate Lag Baomer much more than the Ashkenaz. What happened on Lag Baomer? So, no one knows. There is a theory by some, and there is a basis for the Geras Rav Tzvi Goyen, that when the Gemara in Yevamah says that the thousands of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died in Pesach La'atzeres, and the Gemara says, Me'askere, well, Askere is either Esmer or Krup, you know, it's a long sickness that you can't breathe. So Askere, so there is one theory that it is not to be understood literally, and that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not perish literally because of the a long sickness, but because they participated in the Muhammad of Bar Kokhba against the Roman, Empire, and unlike the Emir, they attained a certain victory. I mean, there's such a theory, and it has, and that they didn't die literally from asthma or from the troop, but the Gemara uses it figuratively. They, in other words, they died from asthma. Asthma is a sickness that prevents a person to breathe. In other words, they were fighting for Eretz Yisrael, for the Jewish people, so that they should be able to breathe. There is such a theory. Anyway, what it's couched in mystery, the Indian of Lagdaina. But according to the Mechaber, so he says, Neyagim shall istaper ad latgimu beimea, sheimbrim she os poskumu lomus, vein li istaper ad yin lamedale de beikea. Elon kein hol yin lamedgimu arab shabes, she os mi istaprim beimit mitveya shabes. But, I mean, the Mechaber says, like this you can only be istaper lag beimea. But suppose lag is Friday, so then you can be mistape Friday Lagbeina. Why is that? I mean, after all, the Davil ascend on Lagbeina. So what is it? Because of Kofi Shabbos? So any other Erev Shabbos, the Mechaber doesn't say you can be mistape in the middle of the sphere. Only in this one. So the Beir HaGor mentions a Zimokia for this. The Gemara in Meit Kotten Daf Yud Zayin. Is mentioned in Machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Abishol. Now a novel has to observe Shiva, and then he has to observe Shleish, and there is a loch of Mixas Ayim Kikule. Now, so Abishol says, HaKever Esmei say, Shiva Yomim Kedem Oregel, so he is allowed to be Mistapir Erev Yom Tev. Just Erev Yom Tev. Why? Because since he counted 7 days, let's say, if Erev Yom Tov is the seventh day of his Aveilus, so we say Mixas Hayim Kikulei, so the initial part of the seventh day of Erev Yom Tov is counted as Shiva, and then the other balance of Erev Yom Tov is counted as towards the Shleishim. So that means, so the Shiva Yom Kedem Oregel takes off the Shiva, and Choachas Kedem Achag takes off the Shleishim. So mainly can be Mistape, Samuch Lilailo Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov can be Mistape Likoved Yom Tov. That's the Aloch. This is what Abishol says. So Abishol holds that we say Mixas Hayim Kikulei, and it's Ilo Likan or Likan. So if Erev Yom Tov is the seventh day, so the beginning of Erev Yom Tov is applied to Shiva, and the end of Erev Yom Tov is applied to Shleishim. So Mimele, he can be Mistape Erev Yom Tov after Minche. He can be mistape, after Minche, of course, after Minche, Ktano, and perhaps some say only after Plaga Minche, he can already be mistape, Likobed, Yonte. The Rabbonon, the Achelik. We don't say Mitzayim Kikulei, and the initial Mitzas of the day is applied to Chive, and the final Mitzas of the day is applied to Shleishim. So that it should be considered that he already fulfilled a new of Shiva and the new of Shleish. We don't say that Mitzvah Hayim merely can only can. So the Rabbanon say, when can he be Mistapeya? Erev Yom Tov, Likoved Yom Tov, only if Erev Yom Tov happens to be the eighth day. So Mele, the 7 days are applied to Shiva without Mitzvah Hayim Kikulei. And the Erev Yom Tov is applied to Shleish. We pass like Abishol, but the Price says that even the Chachomim of Abishol, who say that only if Erev Yom Tov is the eighth day, then he is allowed to be Mistapia. But if Erev Yom Tev is the seventh day, then he is not allowed to be mistape. But in a case where Erev Yom Tev happens to be on Shabbos, and Shabbos is the eighth day. Now Shabbos is certainly couldn't be mistape on Shabbos, the eighth day. So then the Chachamim made it up, that he's allowed to mistape Friday, Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tev. So what's the aloche? So in other words, it's a special kulei. Since the whole Isar is only with the Rabbanon, and if it hadn't been for the Isar of Shabbos, of the Isar of Shabbos, he would be mistape Erev Yom Tev, but he couldn't be mistape Erev Yom Tev because of the Isar Meloche of Shabbos. So he's an onus to mistape the Kovid Yom Tev on Shabbos. He can't do it, it's a Isar Meloche. So maybe the Chachamim will matter him to be mistape Erev Shabbos. So he says, that's the reason, the Goyim says, that's the reason as to why the Mechaber says, she Elim Kim Chol Yim Lam Dim, in other words, Lad Beimer is a Yom Tev. Lad Beimer is like a Yom Tev, in respect to Minhogim, it's not a Yom Tev, but in respect to the Minhogim of Aveles, so Lad Beimer, from the Sephardic perspective, is a Yom Tev. Now, so, since Lad Beimer is a Yom Tev, because the Poskulomus and Lad Beimer, and Lad Beimer, so Mili is not allowed to mistape Lad Beimer. Lad Beimer is still not Yom Tev. The Yom Tev is Lad Beimer. But if Lad Beimer happens to be, if Lad Beimer happens to be on Shabbos, so it's like Shabbos Erev Yom Tev. So Mimele, Imchol Yilam Gimel Erev Shabbos, Sheoz Mistaprim, if not for the Yisam Eloche, he would be allowed to be Mistaper on the Yom Tev of Lad Beimer. But he couldn't because it's Shabbos, so Mimele is Mistaper Lamed Gimel Erev Shabbos. That's what the Bira Kostas. So, according to the Mechaber, that's the Sephardic practice. So you can only be mistaper and get married on Lad Beimer, but not on Lad Beimer. Uvindine seilu einia ginkit vorf, elu mistaprim b'yem lamed gimlu, umarbim b'ikza simcha, v'in imrim b'itachmun. So in other words, we are mistaper on Lad Beimer, but the Ramo itself has kiminog. According to the Mechaber, there is one minik. In other words, you are allowed to be mistaper and get married on Lad Beimer. But on Lad Beimer, you have to observe all the abilities of Sphira. According to the Ramo, there are two practices. One minhag is like the Mechaber, except that whereas the Mechaber holds that the abilities stop on Lad Beimer, so the Ramo says they stop on Lad Beimer. Why? So because, in other words, the call is the Mechaber, so they stop dying on Lad Beimer. And according to the Ramo, the first Loshen in the Ramo, so they stop dying on Lad Beimer. So Lad Beimer is the Yom Tev. So Memele Umarbim Beitza Simcho, Veinemrim Beitachnon, because it's a Yom Tev. Veein Leistapir Ad Lamed Gimu Beatzmei, Veloi Mi Beere. The loy mi be'erev. So he says, mi be'erev not. Now, there are two pshotim in this Ramo. Many achreinim say that when the Ramo says, ve'in li'istaper ad latkimu be'atzmei, the loy mi be'erev, it means the night of Lag Beimer, you're not allowed to take a haircut. The night of Lag Beimer, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Let's say this year. Lag Beimer, I think, is Tuesday. So, Monday night, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Monday night. You're not allowed to get married on Monday night. Only in the daylight part of Lag Beimer. But not the night of Lag Beimer. Why? So it can be explained. Because they stop dying on Lag Beimer. Some melee, we still have to observe Aviles and Lag Beimer too, because they only stop dying the Lag Beimer. So mele, we have to observe Aviles and Lamed Gimel Beimer also, but Mixes Ayin Tikule. So we say only Mixes Ayin Tikule, but we don't say Mixes Alaylo Kikule, even though in Nozia there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves as to whether we say Mixes Alaylo Kikule or not. So in other words, and there are more paskins like the Rishenim, like Teisves, that we only say Mixes Ayin Tikule, we don't say Mixes Alaylo Kikule. But then the male Tzio, this Rabbi Yaakov Emti, it's a sefer on the tour. So he says, now, that pshat is a little strange, the Be'er Heitev points it out, because if we say that we are only allowed to be mistaper in the daylight part, of in the day of Lag Beimer, not in the night, so that means that the night of Lag Beimer is not a Yomtev, only the day of Lag Beimer is Yomtev. So then you should follow that Erev Lag Beimer at Minche, we should say Tachon. Because whenever there is a Yontev, so Erev the Yontev at Minche, we don't say Tachon. But only if the Yontev is coextensive with the whole day, in other words, the night too. So then at Minche, we don't say Tachon. Mashenkin, if the Yontev is only limited to the daylight part of the day, so the Erev Yom Tov at Mincha, we do say Tachnun. Now there is a machlekes, whether we do say Tachnun or we don't say Tachnun Erev Lag Beimer at Mincha. Our meaning is that we don't say Tachnun Erev Lag Beimer at Mincha. So apparently we are assuming that the night of Lag Beimer is also Yom Tov, because if we had assumed that the night of Lag Beimer is not a Yom Tov, so then we should say Tachnun Erev Lag Beimer at Minche, like Erev Yom Kippur at Minche. So there is also machlekes whether we say Tachnun Erev Yom Kippur on the 8th of Tishrei at Minche, whether we say Tachnun or not. So the Shloh says that we do have to say Tachnun, and the Bir Ago also says we do have to say Tachnun, because why is Erev Yom Kippur Yom Tov? Because of the mitzvah of Achil Yisie. So the Shlo says that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur only applies to the daytime, not to the nighttime. So maybe here too, since our meaning is not to say Tachnun Erev Lag Beimer at Minche, so we are assuming that the night of Lag Beimer is also Yom Tov. If the night of Lag Beimer is also Yom Tov, why shouldn't we be allowed to take a haircut on the night of Lag Beimer? So the male seer of Yaakov Emden, his perush, he says, Enoch Name, according to the Psak of the Ramah, he says, it's bold that we are allowed to take a haircut on the night of Lag Beimer. But when the Ramah says, Veinli istapeir ad lamed gimul biatzmei, viloimi biarev, so he means that we have to say Tachnun, that we cannot be mistaper Erev Lag Beimer. Erev Lag Beimer, I mean, I could say, since Lag Beimer is Yom Tov, so Erev Lag Beimer is also Yom Tov. It's a question of Minhagim. So we can be very liberal in that. So maybe he should be allowed to mistaper Erev Lag Beimer also. So he says, Einli istaper ad Lag Beimer batzmi, viloimi be'erev. So be'erev not in the sense of the night, but Erev means Erev Lag Beimer. But the night of Lag Beimer, we are certainly allowed to be mistaper. Niyu im chol b'yem rishayim, neyagim liistaper b'yem vod v'chvei chavis. Now here, it's a very strange Ramah. He says, if Lag Beimer happens to be on Sunday, then we are allowed to take a haircut on Friday, L'chvei Shabbos. Why is it? Because of Kovei Shabbos? So let us take a haircut every Friday in Tion Sfira. That's what we don't do. So it's because of Lag Beimer. So Bishleime, when the Mechava says from this, according to the Sephardic practice, that the Yom Tov begins on Lag Beimer, and if Lag Beimer is on Shabbos, so then Lag Beimer is Mutar, that we understand, because it's like the Gemore, אם יתקוטן דף י"ז עמוד בייז, מיידים חכמים לה בשאול, שימחול, יהיה עם שמיני בשבס ערב יונטף שמותר לי לגלח לכבוד יונטף בערב שבס, בערב שבס, because if not for the Isa Meloche, he would be able to be Migaleach himself on Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, but he can't because of the Isa Meloche of Shabbos. So Menei Lechachomim will matter him to do it Erev Shabbos. So here too, I mean, since if not for the Isa of Shabbos, he could be Mistapeh, Mizgaleach, and Ladveimah, but he can't because of the Isa Meloche of Shabbos, so he's Muter to be Migaleach Friday. But according to the Ashkenazic practice, that the Yontef is Lag Veimer, and Lag Veimer is when? Is Sunday. So Shabbos, even without Isa Meloche of Shabbos, even if there hadn't been Isa Meloche of Shabbos, he wouldn't be allowed to be Mistape here on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Lag Veimer. Is Lav Veimer, so Mele, so how, why is he allowed to be Mistape because of Kavod Shabbos on Friday? But the Gro mentions that Gemara in respect to the Ramotu. So it is obvious that the Gro agrees with the Meir Tzio that when the Ramo says Veim Mistape Adalkinu Be'atzmei V'loim Be'erev, he doesn't mean V'loim Be'erev, not the night. The night, yes, because the night is the Yontef. The night is Yom Tov, and furthermore, according to the Gro, what Loim Be'erev means, Erev Lag Veimer in the morning, you cannot be Mistaper. We do not say, it's Erev Yom Tov, it's Erev Lag Veimer, I can take a haircut, and I can get married in the daytime of Erev Lag Veimer. That we don't. But the night is Yom Tov, he's allowed to Mistaper. And furthermore, since the night is Yom Tov, and it's only an inyan of Minek, so he's allowed to take a haircut even before Shkia, after Plaga Minche, Somuch Le'arev, Somuch Le'ailo. After Plaga Minche is allowed to be Mistapea. So he's allowed to be Mistapea. So Mele, if Lag Veimer is Sunday, so that means if not for the Yisam Loch of Shabbos, he would be allowed on Shabbos to take a haircut after Plaga Minche. But he can't because of the Isa Meloche of Shabbos. So Mele, take the Shabbos, he is allowed to take a haircut on Friday. So it's a raya, it's muchach, that the Gro agrees with the Mele Tzis Pshat, not with the Pshat and Ramo by the other Achim. Mele Mchol B'yem Rishen, Neigam Mistapa B'yem Vov L'chveid Shabbos. U'mishu Bal Pris, U'imo B'nei, Muta L'istapa B'spira L'chveid Amila. Now, so we leave it here. Now then, so far the Ramo just discussed one minik. In other words, you have to observe Aveles still Lag Veimer, and Lag Veimer we stop the Aveles. And it's mutali stop here after Lag Veimer, Lag Veimer, Lag Veimer, Lag Veimer, Lag Veimer. But then the Ramo mentions another minik of the Ashkenazi, that the Aveles start Reshchedesh here, and then, but Lag Veimer itself is muter, but after Lag Veimer it's osa, so that we'll discuss tomorrow. Siv Gimel. Now, in Sipalef and Siv Beis, we discussed the two minhogim in Sphere. The Mechaver's Minek, the Sephardic Minek, and the Ashkenazic Minek. According to Mechaver Shite, but the Ashkenazic Minek, because there is another Ashkenazic Minek. So the Sephardic minig is that we have to observe Aveles until Lag Veimer inclusive. And on Lag Veimer itself, according to the Sephardic minig, we are not allowed to be Nesei, and we are not allowed to be Mistapia. But on Lag Veimer, and afterwards, we are allowed to be Nesei Noshin and to be Mistapia. Why? Because the Gemara Yivomis Daf Samach Vei says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished in Pesach Lazarus, and then there is a Medrash that Preis Lazarus. So Preis means half. It is assumed it means half for 30 days. So they stopped, the Mise was Nipsiko. They stopped dying. And so traces a half or 30, so that means 15 days prior to Shavuos. If you subtract 15 from 49, you get Lamed Dalet, 34. So that means they stop dying on the 34th day. So the Aveles, they stop on Lamed Dalet. That's the Sephardic meaning. And then the Ramo says, no, that the among the Ashkenazim, the minig is those who follow this shite. But the minig is that the Anesi Noshim unlock Beina. In other words, so that the Talmidim of Rav Akiva stop dying and Lamed Gimel Beina. Lamed Gimel Beina. So Mele, the Aveles has to be observed till Lag Beina. And on Lamed Gimel Beina, so there is no Aveles, and according to that Loshen, after Lamed Gimel Beina, there is no Aveles altogether. Then, now the Ramo discusses another practice among the Ashkenazim. The Ramo, the Marhaba says, Yesh Neagim Li Stafir Bereshchei Deshia V'toyesu B'yodom. So the some who are accustomed to be mistapir on Rosh Chodesh here. And Mechaba says, Toyesu B'yodom. Miu, the Ramo says, V'harbe Mikeimeis Neagim Li Stafir Ad Rosh Chodesh here. The Eison lo yisapru, but among the Ashkenazim, in many mikemes, there is a minek to be mistaper ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and the implication is ad v'ad bechlau, and an Rosh Chodesh Iyar itself also. The Eison, but Ramo says that minek is a minek, it's not a minek bitoes, as the Mechaba says. The Eison, but if somebody adheres to that minek, lo yisapro melamed gimel beilech. So in other words, whereas one Ashkenazic practice is to observe a beilech from the beginning of Sphira until Lag Beimer, and then Lag Beimer itself in the morning. So we say mitzvayim kikulei, and is allowed to be mistapir and to be nisin oshim. I mean, in the morning, certainly, perhaps even in the night of Lag Beimer. So, but according to the other Ashkenazic practice, where they are made to be mistapir up to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so they have to observe Aveles after Lag Beimer too. But Lag Beimer itself is mutav with these prayers. And benisuin, veisom v'yisapron Lag Beimer v'yim Aveleich af al pi shemutav v'yistapir b'Lag Beimer be'atzmei. Now this is the second Ashkenazic practice and the more universal Ashkenazic practice. So the Sephardim have one minig. In other words, observe Aveles up to Lag Beimer, and after Lag Beimer, no Aveles altogether. The Ashkenazim have two separate minogim. Either a minig, which is like the Sephardic minig, except that it differs, that the Aveles continues only up to Lag Beimer, whereas according to the Sephardic practice it continues at Lag Beimer, or another Ashkenazic practice, the more universal Ashkenazic practice, that we start the Aveles only after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and until Rosh Chodesh Iyar there is no Aveles, and then we observe Aveles up to close to Shavuos, and accept that on Lag Beimer itself we are not making any Aveles, on Lag Beimer itself we are mistaper, we are neisi noshi. So based on lo yisaprim Lag Beimer Lag Beimer Veilech avo pi shemuto yistaper b'Lag Beimer v'atzmei based on mikimis sheneagin yistaper v'Lag Beimer Veilech lo yistapru klal achar Pesach ad Lag Beimer. So now what is the basis for this practice? So there are some Rishonim who say a very strange thing. I mean, they say that even though the Talmidim of Rav Akiva perished in the Yimei HaSfira, but on the days on which Tachnun was not recited, so they didn't perish. Now today, the minig is not to say Tachnun in Chedesh Nisan. But Bisman Chazal, there was no such minig not to say Tachnun in all of Chedesh Nisan. But on Rosh Chedesh, they didn't say Tachnun. And that's mentioned before in the Gemara Mitzvah, in the end of in the story about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel in Mishlein. So it's mentioned there that on Rosh Chedesh you don't say Tachnun. So that's Medina Digmor. On Rosh Chedesh you don't say Tachnun, and of course on Yom Tov you don't say Tachnun, and on Shabbos you don't say Tachnun. So on days on which Al Pdin you don't say Tachnun, even Bisman Chazal, Medina Digmor, so they didn't perish. So that means, now the Sphira starts with the second day Pesach. So 7 days, of the Hemshach of Pesach, so they didn't say Tachnun. And then you have 6 Shabbosim. Actually, you have 7 Shabbosim in Sphira. But one is included in the days of Pesach. So we have 7 plus 6. So it's 13. Then 2 days Rosh Chodesh year is 15, and then 1 day Rosh Chodesh Sivan is 16. So there are 16 days in the Yemei Asfire when the tragedy did not take place, when Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not perish. So we have to subtract from 49 16. When you subtract from 49, 16, so we get 33. That's Lamed Gimel Beinah. So according to that Cheshbon, the Lamed Gimel Beinah is just a simen. It's a very strange explanation, just a simen. Because they were 33 days of tragedy. So Mela, we have to observe 33 days of Avelis. So 33 days of Avelis. So Mimele, and it's not that there is a special halacha of the Lag Beimer, is a day on which Avelis is not observed. But as Rav Meisher Feinstein points out in the Tshuvas, there is something significant about Lag Beimer. And I mentioned yesterday, the Raya is, according to the Svardim, we have to observe Avelis on Lag Beimer. Only on Lag Beimer we don't have to observe Avelis. So you would expect the Svardim, they shouldn't celebrate Lag Beimer altogether. So curiously, the Svardim celebrate Lag Beimer much more than the Ashkenazim. It's a much bigger Yom Tov among the Svardim than among the Ashkenazim. So something happened to Lag Beimer. What happened to Lag Beimer? There are all kinds of theories. There is one theory that pshat is not to be ignored, because there is some basis for that theory in Igeres B'Afsir Egoyen, that when the Gemara in Yevome says that the thousands of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim perished between the Yemei Asfira, between Pesach L'Atzeres, and the Gemara in Yevome says they died from Asker. Asker is a lung disease. It's a disease that doesn't enable you to breathe, either asthma or croup. So it's not to be understood literally, but it means that they were fighting in the war of Bar Kokhba against the Romans. And the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim that Rabbi Akiva was the Nesi Kelof of Bar Kokhba. So they died, and that means, that's what the Gemara means, they died from Askara. In other words, not to be understood literally, Askara in the sense of asthma, food. In other words, they weren't able to breathe as a nation, and they tried to get the right to be able to breathe. And on Lag Beimer there was some victory, a major victory that was attained by Bar Kokhba. I mean, that's one theory, but it's not to be ignore that theory. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. And then the Chasam Sefer says that Lag Beimer is a significant day because from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah it appears that the moon started to come down min haShamayim on Yutches B'Iyar. That's Lag Beimer, and there are other Al Pikabole, there are other The other reasons, I mean, that's the Yemilule, Prabhupada Ben Yochore, I mean, there are all kinds, the whole union of Lagbeimer is couched in a mystery. But Lagbeimer is a significant day in itself. So even according to the Ashkenazic Minek, that we have to observe Avelis even after Lagbeimer, we have to observe 33 days of Avelis, but Lagbeimer, so we only observe a little bit. I mean, Mitzayim Kikulei, why Dafke Lagbeimer? Because Lagbeimer, as Ramesh Feinstein says, is a significant day in itself. That we have to say. So Mimele, so if we start the Aveles, after Shchedesh Iyar, then we can observe 33 days. But the question is, if you start the Aveles after Shchedesh Iyar, in other words, if you are Mistaper on the Shchedesh Iyar, and the first day of Shchedesh Iyar, the second day of Shchedesh Iyar, and you start the Aveles only the second of Iyar, so then you can only be Mistaper Erev Shavuos, the fifth of Sivan. Otherwise, you will not observe 33 days. But the minhag among us, so there are variations. In that Ashkenazic practice, there are variations. The minhag of most Ashkenazic Jews who do adhere to this Ashkenazic practice of observing Aveles after Shchedesh Iyar is that they stop the Aveles in Shlishis Yimei Agbor. So that means on the third of Sivan they already take a haircut. On the third of Sivan they already take a haircut. So how do they observe 33 days? So then only if they start the Aveles with the first day of Shchedesh Iyar. So in other words, if they start the Aveles the first day of Shchedesh Iyar, so the first day, so Iyar is a Chosa. So Chedesh Iyar has 29 days. And then the first of Iyar is the second day of Chedesh Iyar. So together with the first day of Chedesh Iyar, we have 30 days. Then the first of Sivan is 31 days. The second of Sivan is 32 days. And the Mixas Hayim Kikulei, the morning, the early morning of the third of Sivan, so it's 33 days. So you have Aveles, we observe Aveles of 33 days if we start the Aveles the first day of Shchedesh Iyar. Now, so many Jews do start the Aveles the first day of Shchedesh Iyar, but there is a lot, there are many variations, but you'll find some Jews will take a haircut the first day of Shchedesh Iyar, and they'll start Aveles the second day of Shchedesh Iyar. So then they can only take a haircut not on the first day of the Shlishis Miyag Bore, on the third of Sivan, but on the fourth of Sivan. And there are some Jews who will start Aveles after both days of Shchedesh Iyar. So then they will be able to take a haircut only Erev Shavuos. So in other words, the question is, so now one has a choice. He has to observe 33 days of
Aveles. So the best way of observing it is to start the Aveles the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So then he has 29 days in Chodesh Iyar plus the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which makes 30.